Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Avant Capital closes three builder inventory loans totaling $7.95 million in Florida, New York, Texas, and Puerto Rico. Avant Capital, a leading Connecticut-based commercial real estate bridge lender, has closed three builder inventory loans totaling $7.95 million. The loans, secured by residential portfolios in Florida, New York, Texas, and Puerto Rico, demonstrate Avant's focus on providing flexible capital solutions. The transactions include a $4.1 million loan for a condo portfolio in Venice, FL, a $2.5 million loan for co-op units in New York, NY, and a $1.35 million loan for luxury residences in Houston, TX, and Puerto Rico. Avant aims to provide bridge loans ranging from $1 million to $75 million nationwide, targeting multifamily, senior housing, residential portfolios, and industrial assets in high-growth markets. For more information, visit Avant Capital's website. BDC receives two 2025 Excellence in Economic Development Awards from the International Economic Development Council. The Baltimore Development Corporation, BDC, has received two 2025 Excellence in Economic Development Awards from the International Economic Development Council, IEDC, for cities with a population greater than 500,000. The awards were granted for the following projects: gold for innovative financing at Harbor Point and silver for real estate development and reuse at 4MLK. The IEDC President and CEO Nathan Oley commended BDC for their commitment to economic development. Mayor Brandon M. Scott praised BDC for driving Baltimore's renaissance forward. Harbor Point retains major employers and adds a public waterfront park, while 4MLK serves as a gateway connecting key institutions. BDC's President and CEO, Otis Raleigh, emphasized the power of collaboration in creating inclusive and sustainable economic growth in Baltimore. The awards presented at the IEDC 2025 Annual Conference in Detroit, MI.
The cost of short-term building: why construction needs a resilient reset. Construction has traditionally focused on short timelines and tight budgets, but the industry is now facing long-term challenges. Energy systems are strained, insurance carriers are reassessing risks, and maintenance costs for buildings not designed for the future are adding up. The old playbook no longer applies as energy costs rise and infrastructure strains. Solutions like carbon capturing concrete and prefabricated modular construction exist to reduce costs and emissions. Owners are demanding energy-efficient buildings, and cities are implementing carbon caps. Stronger codes and policies are needed to scale these practices industry-wide. Building resilient structures that last longer and cost less to run is the way forward, benefiting all stakeholders. It's about adjusting the plan now to avoid future surprises. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.